99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 60 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
So today on the show, several setting the bar stories, phone tap, got the, new things opening up. There are guidelines. There is one particular in New York that I want to highlight a little bit later on in the show.
Okay.
And speaking of opening up, you're going to be happy to hear that malls are going to be open starting tomorrow.
That is so wonderful.
In the state of Kentucky. Outside of, there obviously going to be some regulations that go along with and guidelines. But malls beginning to open starting the 20th. So
that is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Yeah. There is some fog outside, by the way, if you're coming on the east end. So just kind of be careful. The fog sweats are pretty brutal there. They should probably burn off by mid-morning or so. But
what are you guessing the baby powder index is at?
I'm saying probably orange.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you not experience any of it?
Yeah. I don't know if it was orange level. In parts, maybe orange level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying only like.
For the most part, most yellow. Of my trip, it was yellow.
All right. So we do color scale when we do like baby powder index level as to the severity of the, whether it's ice or fog or whatever it is outside, weather conditions.
Red is pretty bad. And brown, you pooped your pants.
Yeah. So. For sure. So yellow.
And variations in between.
Mild pats. Orange, a little bit more aggressive on the pats.
Yeah.
In your special spot. So I'm saying orange just because I was not able to see actual like signs on the road until I was almost up on them.
Oh, yeah. No, that is pretty bad.
So if you don't know like where you're going, that's
precarious.
That's a tough way to go.
Yeah.
So anyways. All right, so we'll get started. A little feel-good story coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.
Chocolate. More chocolate!
Okay, so chocolate is Kelly's feel-good coming up. Feel-good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
For chocolate lovers like me.
Okay.
Nestle Dolhausse.
I've heard of them.
Uh-huh. So they're offering a year's supply of chocolate chips as a prize for a competition. They're calling it Remix the Original. So what they're looking to do is they're looking for the most original way to use Nestle Dolhausse morsels. I can't not say it like
so
Amy.
So they want you to like do something other than put them in chocolate chip cookies?
Yes. Get original with their chocolate chip morsels.
All right.
Grand prize includes a year's supply of morsels and a baker's package that gets you a hand mixer, measuring cups, other baking supplies. And then the winning concept is going to be fully developed into a recipe by one of Nestle's head pastry chefs and published on verybestbaking.com.
So they're saying it has to be some sort of dessert or pastry.
Well, not necessarily, according to some of the entries already.
Ah.
You have to follow at Nestle Dolhausse on Instagram. Comment on their National Chocolate Chip Day post with your recipe concept. Tag a friend.
Oh my gosh, too many rules.
Some, that wasn't really.
too many, you're, I'm out.
We make people jump through way more hoops for our contest.
More than one step, I'm out.
Okay. Well, some of the ideas submitted already. Pistachio chocolate chip cookies. Okay.
Sure.
Dark chocolate chip bagels. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, bagels.
Dark chocolate bolognese sauce.
Ugh.
I'm not sure about that.
Isn't that the stuff that you put on... Oh, no, that's hollandaise, I'm thinking. I was thinking, like, eggs.
Well, bolognese is like...
isn't that cheese sauce?
Well, maybe. I thought it was, like, an pasta-y, tomato saucy.
I don't know, Kelly.
See, this is why we're not entering.
I know.
I'm not a chef. This is why public voting on the 8 finalists is going to start on the 28th. Winner announced on June 1st. So, quick turnaround there. But chocolate lovers, you want to jump in on that?
I mean, you had me, except there were too many steps.
Too many steps, right? You
know. All right.
Did you have a brilliant idea for what to do with chocolate chip morsels?
Nah, I'd have figured it out.
Okay. Let us know, and I could go ahead and enter for you if you'd like.
I think it's too many steps for you, too.
Really?
I know you, Kelly.
I can follow Nestle. I can post a recipe and tag you. You're my friend. There you go. I got it worked out.
Okay. So, still too many steps for me.
All right.
All right. So that's your feel good. 99.7 DJX, Bendis, Kelly K Show. We were just talking about your feel good, Nestle, and there is already a chocolate bolognese sauce that was submitted for the competition of the year supply of free Nestle's.
Yeah, they're just wanting you to remix the idea. Like, what are you going to use their morsels for, aside from the standard chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, Kelly and I had no idea what bolognese sauce is. Chef Paul over at Gatsby's there at the Sealbach, he checks
in. Oh, is he educating
us? Yeah, he says bolognese sauce is a meat sauce that you put over pasta or between the layers of lasagna.
See, I knew it was meat sauce.
Cheers.
Well, I didn't say meat sauce. I knew it was pasta. I thought it was like spaghetti pasta, some sort of thing.
All I know is that it sounded like a sauce.
Yes.
Because I think we said bolognese sauce.
Say sauce.
So that was the only thing I knew.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Chef Paul. Appreciate that.
See? They get smart people listen.
Ah, love it. All right. So, like I said, I didn't catch this because I didn't actually see the finale of American Idol, but people have been talking about American Idol and Ryan Seacrest and the condition that he looked like he was in during their live, like, at home finale.
There are a couple of things that people pointed out, and a lot of screenshots of his different eye size.
Yes, different eye size, and him kind of slurring his speech at times, too.
Cynthia Erivo and the top 11 right there. You can catch her playing Aretha Franklin on the National Geographic Limited series, Genius Aretha, premiering this fall.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, you know, especially if, you know, like we know Seacrest and we know how he delivers his content and everything. And he's always very, like, buttoned up, professional and everything.
He started in radio, so he is usually really good.
Yeah.
Now, coming to you live, and we have the final two results. Who will be your next American Idol? Normally, I'd say dim the lights. Here we go. But we can't. So.
Yeah, so he feels like he's a little bit struggling there, you know? And
well, he was really putting his head down a lot, and I think just trying, but here's the thing. He's trying to pull off a live show with a lot of Zoom elements happening. And, you know, that kind of thing has got to be a little bit difficult. And he's also doing four live shows from his house. So he was doing the Disney sing-alongs. He's got live with Kelly and Ryan. He's got the
American
Idol.
He's got his radio show. Yeah. So his rep says, no, he didn't have a stroke. Because people are like, yo, it looks like he's having a stroke on like live television.
They were legitimately concerned.
But his rep says, no, he just needs rest. And,
okay,
which,
he was just exhausted.
Sure. I mean, I get it. Like, the man works probably 30 hours a day, which isn't possible, but he figures out how to do it. Uh-huh. So we get it. So anyways, rep says just tired. So hopefully
he took a day off yesterday.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, well, I was going to say, because we noticed that live with Kelly and Ryan, she had her husband hosting with her. So
Mark Consuelos.
Yeah. Yeah. A good stand-in for Ryan, I guess.
A longtime stand-in. Yeah. He's been doing that a lot.
He has.
Yeah, over the years.
So there you go. If you were concerned, that's what Ryan Seacrest's reps are saying happened.
Hopefully you got a lot of rest.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, as Kentucky and Indiana are both continuing their process to reopen, the governor announcing that Kentucky shopping malls now can open tomorrow under certain guidelines. We are happy to bring you the 5K for kids there at Huber's Orchard and Winery. It is an actual 5K race
that you can show up to.
You can actually show up to and run. Now, there are going to be precautions and guidelines built into this. Obviously, we want everybody to stay safe. But a portion of the proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kentuckiana. Obviously, Campbellsville University, Louisville, Frank Audi Nursery Superstores on Bardstown Road. Fleet Feet Louisville, they all jumped in on this, too, to be a part of it. But it's pretty cool. So it's $25 to get you in, registered, and then it's 5K race through Huber's. I don't know if you've ever been to Huber's. I know you have, but
well, yeah,
you
it's
know,
awesome.
It's pretty hilly too.
Yes.
So it'll be a bit of a hilly course and, you
a
know,
a bit of a challenge,
a little beautiful, you know, the orchard side there, and you're going to get a glass of wine and a commemorative wine glass at the end.
Sweet.
So you can do it for the kids. You can do it for the wine. You can do it for just the fact that you can get out and do something again.
Exactly.
So, that's kind of cool. WDJX.com. Shout out to Chris, who tagged us in a post on Instagram, and says, so my day has been made. If you didn't already know, Louisville's best radio station is 99.7 DJX. And the Ben and Kelly Show is my absolute favorite thing to listen to and has made working from home much more bearable. This morning show is ... something else, y'all. Lots of hilarious and educational, in quotes, topics are spread among the 4 to 5 hours of the best pop hits of today.
Wow.
Pop music and laughs, I'm in. Chris continues and says, anyway, a friend of the show owns a print shop here in Louisville, and they make stickers based on random discussions that occur on the show. Believe me, you have to listen to get the jokes. I was listening recently and inquired about how to get these stickers, and look what came in the mail today.
Oh, get out. Yeah. Did you take a picture?
Yeah, I sent him.
That's so great.
So a bunch of those stickers, yeah. And he said, look what came in the mail. Thank you so much. For the stickers and handwritten note, y'all are awesome and bringing a lot of joy to the Louisville community. Thanks for all you do. Please stay safe and healthy.
Oh, Chris, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, and then his hashtags are kind of cool, too. Hashtag grade A crotch steak.
That is one of the stickers.
Hashtag fishy McFish space. Hashtag butt produce. Hashtag Louisville's cool cats and kittens.
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag Ben and Kelly Show. Hashtag healthy at home. So
yeah, those do make for some fun hashtags.
Well, we appreciate you listening, Chris. And thank you so much for the shout out on Instagram there.
That's awesome.
That's very funny.
Did you send that to our boss?
No.
Okay, you probably should. Just screenshot it.
Hey, look at that.
Looky there. Hey, look at,
well, they did add an extra hour to our shift. So
they did.
I mean, they did seem... or deem us important enough to entertain people for at least one more hour. So,
or they didn't have anything else to do in that slot.
There was that, too. We'll go ahead and choose the
former. Was chosen.
Yes, it was chosen for us. Hey, coming up next, it's a setting the bar story and straight out of the sporting world. All right?
All right.
I'm just going to give you a tickle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
It gives you the feels, doesn't it?
It feels so good.
Yeah.
And this isn't a setting the bar out of... UK, because we're not going to go down the UK cheerleading. But no, that is not the setting the bar we're getting to. That is another sports topic. This is in South Korea.
All right.
So we're going to go to South Korea for this setting the bar story coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Sorry, I'm going to go ahead and give it a little sports bed here.
Okay.
Setting the bar story.
Yeah.
If you can manage to make it through the day without filling your stadiums with adult love dolls, you're doing okay. Yeah. Hey, look, you know, when sports resume, a lot of people have said that it's going to be without fans, right?
But that doesn't look great on TV.
Right. So South Korean soccer is like, huh, how do we solve this problem?
A South Korean soccer team is apologizing for filling its stadium with sex dolls.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Well,
now to be fair, both the soccer club and the manufacturer of the dolls are kind of pointing fingers at one another.
Oh. FC Seoul substituted mannequins for real fans as live supporters are banned from sporting events because of the coronavirus.
Right. And so the soccer club's like, well, I mean, we thought that they were just mannequins.
Okay.
And the doll
Which
manufacturer.
Could be a valid argument.
Sure.
Said mannequins wearing masks and holding banners were spaced around seats behind the goals.
Yeah. So, you know, they were just trying to like pepper them in the seats just to make it look like there's something happening.
Naturally, don't the. And I'm just asking because I don't know.
Oh.
Aren't the faces would look excited?
Well, here's. Yeah, with their mouths open.
Yeah.
So. Funny you should say that, because they were wearing face masks.
Okay, well, that's good.
So we couldn't tell by the photos if they were excited or not.
Okay.
As the game progressed, Korean social media exploded with viewers confusing the fake fans for sex dolls.
Wait, yeah, it's like, hey, what is in the stands there?
Wait.
Apparently, even some of the signs held by the mannequins seem to reference adult content streaming sites.
Oh, well, that's bad. Don't do that. Okay. What's happening?
So they're holding
that's
up
not good.
Signs that advertise this?
You should say go team. You should say go team.
Go team.
The club said there had been a misunderstanding with the supplier and apologized in a statement.
Okay.
Saying we're very sorry about the supporting mannequins that were placed during the game on May 17th.
Very sorry. Very sorry.
We thought it was a different kind of party.
Right.
Mannequins may have been made to look and feel like real humans, but they are not for sexual use.
Gotcha.
Good note.
Key note there.
All right.
Yeah, what's going to happen to the mannequins after the game's over?
Yeah, who takes those?
Where are those going?
Not sure.
Are there
first the party, then the after party?
There's probably some volunteers there in the in the stadium going. Well, you know, I could take care of that for you. I've got some room in my living room.
Well, I'll just take care of that for you.
I got it. Don't worry, guys.
A volunteer.
Anyways,
okay.
Setting the bar.
It's precious that they. You know what? It's probably for the team. They want to make them feel like, hey, when you got people rooting you on.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're really, really wanting you to do well.
Sure. All right.
So if you can manage to make it through today without filling your stadium with adult love dolls, well, you're doing okay.
This is awkward. That's awkward.
Those are special soccer dolls.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, shouting out Elena. This is Elena. She attended New Life Academy. Homeschooled. Pretty cool.
Oh, awesome.
She's going to be going to a satellite campus of Vincennes University inside Indiana School for the Deaf for sign language and interpreting. Survived multiple open heart surgeries. Continues to be selfless, compassionate, and amazing. So, Elena there.
Dang.
Yeah, doing big things, Elena. Love that.
That's awesome.
Ah, pretty cool there. So, there's your senior shout out in everybody who enters and gets in is in for $250 to spend at the Outlet Shops of the Bluegrass, brought to you by Bridgehaven Mental Health Services. And
which should be open tomorrow. Yay!
Yeah, oh yeah, Outlet Shops of the Bluegrass, right.
Yeah.
With the malls, for sure. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
Today it's free donuts. Free donuts at Krispy Kreme for the seniors!
I'm all about that.
I'm talking about graduating seniors.
Oh.
There is, like, a hoop they want you to jump through. You just gotta, like, you know, prove that you're a graduating senior.
Like a school ID or something?
By wearing a cap and gown.
Oh.
That would be fun. Or if you don't have the cap and gown, you can wear a class of 2020 apparel. 2020 senior letterman jacket will also fly. 2020 class ring, also legal.
Okay.
Bring your student ID. And, or maybe your graduation announcement and matching ID.
Look at that.
So, and
you get a free donut?
You get, like, a free box of donuts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not just a donut. You get a free box of donuts, which is pretty great. And it's today only. So there you go. Take advantage of it.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's early enough to take advantage of it, right? So spread the word. Tell your friends.
I like that.
Free donuts, free box of donuts, Krispy Kreme.
I like it. Just make sure that when you redeem, the fresh donut, hot donut sign is lit up.
Yeah.
You don't want to go through there when it's not lit up.
No, exactly.
I mean, not that they're bad if it's not. But
no, it's just best when they're hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. All
right. Okay, so free donuts at the Feel Good. Yeah.
I like that. All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Do we care that Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox are no longer a thing?
Well, it's sad.
Is it?
I mean, they were together for a long time.
Yeah, like 10 years, right?
Yeah, which is...
We sat down in the living room and we talked about it. And she said, you know what? I realized while I was out of the country working alone that I feel more like myself and I like myself better during that experience.
That's a tough sentence to hear.
That is like, really tough to say.
When I was away from you, I liked that better than being with you.
Yeah.
And I think that might be something worth trying for me. But
oh, gosh.
And they have kids.
Yeah, well, again, another rough sentence to hear if you're a guy. You know what? And I think I kind of want to do that. Uh-huh.
I can't be upset at her. And I wasn't upset at her because she didn't ask to feel that way. It wasn't a choice she made. That's the way she honestly felt.
I mean, and I don't want to say this because no one knows if it's true because he said that she was there alone. But
he's
taking that well. If she was off and she saw some other person and discovered, oh, you know what? I like you better. Then that could be.
Well, that happens a lot when your job can entail kissing other people.
Right. Right. So, yeah. So, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah. Who she is now kind of seeing. So,
spending quality time with.
We'll say. Sure. So, Brian Austin Green.
Alone with.
Megan Fox, no longer a thing. So, if you were holding a candle for that relationship to last. Sorry.
He's handling it well, though.
He is.
I mean, kudos to him.
Maybe he saw the writing on the wall.
Maybe.
Maybe when she was listening to a lot of MGK records, he's like, oh, What have you got for that
Ouch.
Guy? What have you got for that guy?
Ouch.
Yeah. So anyways, Brian Austin Green, Megan Fox.
I mean, this is not Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie level. It's not even Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston level. Still sad, though.
Sure. Sad. That's what we'll say. It's sad.
It's so awkward.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Speaking of awkward, did you happen to know that our friend, our good old pal, Robert Hassenpepper, he has been many things in his life. He's a worldly man.
Had a lot of jobs.
Done a lot of things. Seen
Don't
a lot of people.
Don't think he did any of them very well at all.
I don't think you knew that he was a construction carpenter or a master carpenter even.
Wow, a master carpenter. Okay.
I'm thrilled for you, but I am not interested. That is not happening in my house.
Mm. Well, I am really interested in hearing the plans.
The plans sound great.
Yeah.
So phone tap coming up here in just about 12 minutes.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my god, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Lydia. It says, my husband and I have had my mother living with us for about 6 months.
Oh.
So far, he's been a great sport about it, but I know he's counting the days until she leaves. I figured that one of your hilarious phone taps would be a fun way to prank him.
All right, Tony, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Good morning. Is Janet available, please?
No, she's not. This is Tony. Can I take a message?
Why, sure. It's Robert Hassenpepper over here at Contractors. I'm just confirming the remodification we have scheduled to start tomorrow on your place.
Well, sorry, I think there's been a mistake. There's no remodel here.
All right. This is 26 Janet.
Well, Janet is my mother-in-law, and she's staying here temporarily, but we aren't doing any remodeling.
Okay, well, that's a little odd. I have an order here to install a walk-in tub in your upstairs bathroom.
Well, look, Janet's not disabled, and her bathroom is on the ground floor. Are you telling me that she ordered this?
Well, yes. I mean, it seems to me that she's preparing for the future. I'm sure as she gets a little older, she'll want to be upstairs closer to you all.
No, wait. No. She's not staying here permanently. She has a deposit on a condo and will be moving out very soon. So this doesn't make sense. Are you telling me that she ordered this herself?
Yes, sir. She sure did. She's a swell lady. A real spark plug on the phone. That's why I was a little surprised when she ordered the staircase chairlift, too. I have that on the order.
That's not happening. I can tell you, not happening.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
I said that's not happening. She doesn't need a lift, and she doesn't need a tub because she's moving out soon. She's moving to her condo. No remodeling is going on here. I can tell you that.
you may want to ask her, but I'm pretty sure that condo deal fell through.
Wait a minute. I think I would know about it if it fell through. I've heard nothing about the condo deal falling.
Well, if there's an issue, sir, I mean, we can reschedule this, but she did put a deposit already.
Listen to me. I'm going to talk to my wife and have her straighten this out, all right? So please just cancel the appointment, and we'll get back to you later today, all right?
I tell you what, but do you want me to at least come by and get the metal railings next to the toilets installed? I could be in and out in like 45 minutes.
No, I told you, we don't have any need for any of this stuff you're talking about. Just cancel the appointment.
I mean, are you sure? Those railings are really great, especially when you're stuck and you're really bearing down on something.
Okay.
You know, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure the railings are great.
I mean, I have them in my bathroom, and I just stand by them.
I'm thrilled for you, but I am not interested, okay? That is not happening in my house.
Okay, can I just pause real quick? I just think what you're doing is wonderful. You're really going above and beyond, you know, for your wife. I know if my mother-in-law ever moved in, I wouldn't last 2 hours before tossing her out a window. So what you're doing is great.
Wait, I think we're pretty much done here. You've canceled the appointment, right?
Oh, no. You're going to have to talk to the radio station about that one.
What? The radio station? Oh, no. She did.
Tony, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. Your wife set you up for a little phone tap today.
Oh, my God.
I can feel you sweating.
Talk about bearing down. I was about ready to have an aneurysm there. That was good. I admit you had me going.
Oh wow! But he handled it so well.
He was
like,
hang on, before you come and destroy my house with stuff that my mother-in-law ordered.
Pump the brakes. But hey, the railings—they sound really useful.
I'm telling you what.
By the toilet.
There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Remember the Ben Stiller movie, Night at the Museum?
I do. There was a couple of them.
Yeah. And Jonas Hill's character, Brundon.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Brundon.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with this story.
Okay. But
I
was fun.
I remember the one time.
That was great.
But there is a real life Night at the Museum. That is our Setting the Bar story coming up.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, by the way. If you're headed into work for the first time in several months, we are here. And
We've been here.
You can get us on the stream, WDJX.com, podcast. You can catch up on what you missed, maybe. Or you can even listen to us live. Wow. Who'd have thought? At 99.7 DJX.
What a concept.
Yep, Set of the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. And I direct you to one of the epic movies of our generation.
A cinematic masterpiece.
Yes, Night at the Museum. And this is where this Setting the Bar takes place. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a museum to take selfies with the dinosaurs, you're doing okay.
Well, what else are you going to do in the museum? But hey, look at that dinosaur. Wow.
Now, a man has been charged with breaking and entering after allegedly enjoying his very own night at the museum in Australia.
Ah!
You know what he was doing?
What?
Social distancing.
Yes, he was.
Much like scenes from the Hollywood film, Paul Kuhn was captured exploring the Australian Museum in Sydney after midnight.
Yeah, so
there's a lot to see.
Just kind of wandering around, looking at the different exhibits, taking selfies.
The German student apparently took selfies with dinosaurs and went through storage closets.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I was going to say maybe he was unaware it was closed.
No,
but if he's going through the storage closets, he's aware.
Yeah, he was aware.
Yeah.
He's alleged to have stolen a piece of artwork and an employee's cowboy hat.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do with a cowboy hat,
art
man?
And cowboy? Well, disguise.
What are you going to do with a cowboy hat, man?
He's thinking, you know what? I'm going to put this on as I waltz out of here. Uh-huh. No one's going to know.
The museum is Australia's oldest, and it's been closed for renovations since last August.
Oh, well, see?
Yeah.
It was like, you know what? No one else is using it. I'm going to get in. I'm going to appreciate the art. I'm going to take some art. I'm going to take a cowboy hat.
Yeah, so student Paul now in trouble because he decided he was going to break into a museum and take some selfies and steal a cowboy hat.
Frowned upon.
Yes.
Good note.
We tell you these stories and we give you these stories to just show you what not to do.
Well, you know what? I mean, museums are for learning. Yes. He probably wanted to break in, get some knowledge.
Yes.
He's like, I want to do it in a socially distant way.
Right, for sure.
I'm going to do it at midnight.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a museum to take selfies with the dinosaurs, you're doing okay.
I bet he was waiting for like one of them to come alive. Right?
Just like the Robin Williams or the...
Exactly. That only happened after hours.
Yeah,
didn't happen in the
Owen
middle
Wilson
of the day.
Character.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
There you go. That's probably Setting the Bar.
With Pocahontas. Go to New Hampshire, shall we?
All right.
Where we meet mailman Josh, Joshua Cromwell. You know, he noticed the 2020 graduate lawn signs outside some homes along his route, and he felt, you know, really bad for the high school seniors who are missing out on the chance to walk across the graduation stage and get their diplomas due to the coronavirus crisis. So so he started leaving some special gifts.
You know, it's normal for the postal workers to deliver cards. Mm-hmm. But a mail carrier in New Hampshire is giving the 2020 graduates greeting cards from himself. Josh Crowell says when he saw graduation signs along his route, he wanted to honor the students who are unable to walk across the stage this year. He signs the cards. Your mailman, Josh.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so cool. And he leaves some $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards in there, too, along with his handwritten notes.
Nice.
He's given out, like, at least 25 cards so Dang. Far. So he spent a little bit of dough. And just kind of a fun little surprise for the seniors there. So, mailman Josh.
Look at that. Here's to you, mailman Josh.
Yes, a real American hero.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University.
Especially if you like donuts.
Donuts. Who doesn't like donuts?
Yeah.
Really, we don't devote much of our show, if any, on a day-to-day basis to celebrating birthdays. Largely, unless it's your own birthday, you don't care. Celebrity birthdays, again.
Don't care.
Don't really care. So why would I be bringing up JoJo Siwa's 17th birthday?
Why are we doing this? Other than to please my daughter, who's probably not listening right now.
Well, today is JoJo Siwa's 17th birthday.
That is exciting.
So apparently,
for her,
her contract with Nickelodeon ends on her 17th birthday.
Oh.
So people have been kind of like, oh, because she posted on TikTok a wipe it challenge, which I don't know if you've seen that on TikTok yet, where people like spray like Windex onto a mirror and then wipe it. And then when they swipe, it swipes to some other image. Either it's like kind of a glow up image of themselves,
and then
they wipe back and it's them like where they were before they started wiping the mirror.
Okay.
So that's kind of like the concept of this wipe challenge. So JoJo Siwa posted this on TikTok, giving fans kind of like a okay.
What's her life going to be like next?
Is there a new era of JoJo Siwa
Maybe.
On the way? And so there she is spraying her window.
Wipe. Wipe it down. Wipe.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And her. Wipe. Look at that.
Wipe it.
Wait
down.
A second.
Wipe. Wipe.
So she took the bow off, the uh-huh. ponytail down. She's got curly hair. And this yeah. is. This is
Wavy
her.
Hair and a Gucci right. shirt on.
And this is her from a couple years ago.
I think eventually, as I get older, things will change. And maybe, you know, it won't be a side ponytail and a bow, but maybe bow earrings or like I have like bow ring on right now. So I think. The side ponytail and bow will eventually go.
Yeah, like now.
There's no bows to be seen.
Yeah, I was going to say, like now.
The bow disappeared.
JoJo Siwa. And look at, I mean, she's,
oh, wow.
She's a good looking girl. Look at that.
Well, of course.
JoJo Siwa.
She was cute before.
She Well, but it was like kind of like all, when she was all done up.
Well, I feel like she.
Dance
and,
mom style.
And Ariana Grande with the ponytails, like people freak out when they take the ponytail down.
So,
and they look like different people.
So listen, we're not here trying to cause panic. If you are a big JoJo Siwa ponytail bow type of fan.
I can't tell you how many bows we own.
As to what direction she's going to go now that maybe her Nickelodeon contract has come to an end.
Listen, what is going to happen to the merch? The JoJo Siwa shirts, the sparkly sequiny gear, and the bow.
If you want to see, by the way, what we're talking about, at 9970JX on Twitter, we've reposted her TikTok there. It's JoJo Siwa, but...
it's pretty good.
Like I said, we don't devote much of our show, if at all, to birthdays. But today's JoJo Siwa's 17th birthday. And Nickelodeon may be seeing a new era of JoJo Siwa.
This is kind of like, you remember when the twins, the Olsen twins, turned like 18?
Yep.
People got excited about that.
Yeah, like there were countdowns to when
there were countdowns.
They were 18, but I think it was like in a creepy sort of way.
Maybe.
Yeah, like Olsen twin sort of thing. So
a little JoJo growing up looks like.
Yeah, a little bit. So yeah, at WDJX on Twitter if you want to see that.
I wonder how much in real life she wears her hair down, or if she's really committed to the bow all the time.
9970JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, beginning on May 20th, a.k.a. tomorrow, Governor Andy Beshear announced that Kentucky shopping malls can open, so that's exciting.
This is such great news.
Yeah, some, you know, guidelines, obviously, that we're going to have to make sure that we are aware of, that 33% of to capacity at these malls.
Sure.
able to maintain 6 feet of space, provide hand sanitizer, washing facilities, tissues in convenient locations, encourage customers to touch only the items they intend to buy.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other regulations. But okay. But at least they're going to be open. All right.
All right.
So that.
But listen, I am a touchy-feely kind of shopper, though.
Well, don't be.
Well, I'm just saying. Instead, how do I know if I want to buy it if I don't, like, pick it up and really check it out?
Well, touch it and then buy it. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
All right. So with that, you know, there are going to be parks that are opening and all these different things, businesses, areas.
Sure.
Open. So Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, she was holding kind of a press conference at the tennis courts there in New York.
Okay.
In Long Island. Announcing that the tennis courts there would reopen in time for Memorial Day.
Okay.
But she started rolling down some of the guidelines.
Okay.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls.
Okay. Makes sense.
So that you don't touch other people's tennis balls.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here okay. we go. All I right. think I know where we're going now.
Okay.
Keep your hands on your own balls.
Yeah. So listen, Laura's trying her best.
With your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Oh my God.
All right. She even pauses.
Okay.
I'm going to blush. Sorry.
I mean, she was doing great. She realized early on that she's going to have to call it tennis balls in order to get through this press conference.
Yes, she is. But every time.
But then when she got to...
With your hands, you can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm gonna blush. Sorry.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls.
She's having to do tennis. Oh, wow. She's having to continue on by saying tennis balls. Otherwise, it's going to be more derailed than
it's
it already is.
Still awkward.
Yeah, so awkward.
To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose,
Okay, please, Laura, tell us.
Wait a second.
Tell us how to not confuse our balls with our neighbor's balls.
Okay.
To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on it.
All right, initial your balls.
So
I got it.
Initial your balls.
I got it. All right, good note. That's a good tip.
So, you know, we can use Nassau County as an example.
Sure.
That, hey, you know, as we start reopening tennis courts and stuff, make sure you mark your balls.
Mark your balls.
And kick balls, not touch balls.
Okay, gotcha. So, all right, kick your neighbor's balls.
Kick your neighbor's balls.
It's fine.
Don't touch your neighbor's balls.
Okay, good note. All right. That's good to know.
Good stuff
just
there.
Just keeping it safe.
that's all we're doing. That's all we're doing. We're just trying to keep everybody safe.
Oh, God.
Especially don't touch them.
Your hands. You can kick their balls.
All right.
But you can't touch them.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. That's good. Safety first. That's what we're saying. Safety first.
So, okay. All right.
She recovered. I wouldn't have.
No.
No.
Not at all.
I wouldn't be coming back from that.
99.70 JX. What have I said before? As soon as I feel like we're done talking to Tiger King, Tiger King rears its ugly head and makes us talk about Tiger King.
Well, you have yourself to blame.
Well, this
you're
time...
You're the one choosing to talk about him.
I actually have Rheingeist beer to blame.
Okay.
Over the Brine there, brewery in Cincinnati, you know?
Yeah.
Favorite among people around here. They have... started adding on the bottom of their cans free Joe Exotic.
Oh my God, seriously. Of all the causes to take up.
Right. They're taking up the free Joe Exotic cause on the bottom of their 12-ounce cans.
Did they also add that damn Carole Baskin?
That is a good question.
I mean, there are several phrases they probably could have put on the bottom of those.
So if you're looking for it, they've been found on the bottom of Rheingeist Cheetah Beer. On the bottom of their can. It's a clear reference, obviously, to the Netflix show Tiger King. But
gosh,
it says,
who noticed that?
Free Joe Exotic on the bottom.
I mean, who looks at the bottom of your beer can?
I mean, I will every now and then.
Really?
Yeah, just check out if there's...
Hidden messages?
Well, a lot of times brewers will put, like, the brewed on or canned date. And sometimes I just like to check and see how fresh this beer I'm about to drink is.
Gotcha.
And so I'll just...
Do you check it after you get done drinking it?
Honestly, a lot of times I don't. I'm just like, whatever. I'll just have a beer. But anyways, they have even commented and said our packaging team has had loads of personality and they definitely have fun with the messaging on the bottom of our cans. And so the Free Joe Exotic is now found on some of the Cheetah beer cans there from Rheingeist Brewery in Cincinnati.
Genius.
Yeah.
You know what? I wonder if all these grassroots efforts are ever going to amount to anything.
For actual Joe Exotic?
Actually getting him out of jail.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think, yeah. I think he's going to be there as long as he's there. Now, when he gets out, I think there might be some opportunities for him.
Do we know, like, when he's eligible for parole? Okay.
I haven't looked
that far into it.
I really
didn't
haven't
pay that much attention.
I haven't really
got it.
So, anyways, yeah, if you enjoy some of the Rheingeist beer there from the Over the Rhine in Cincinnati, you can
look on the bottom.
Look on the bottom, see.
Might be fun.
If there's anything printed, maybe you will find that damn Carole Baskin.
Maybe.
On the bottom of a can of beer there. Coming up here, your phone tap.
I'm thrilled for you, but I am not interested. That is not happening in my house.
Listen, when Robert Hassenpepper is a master carpenter, I mean, how are you going to deny it?
And honestly, I think your mother-in-law has some wonderful ideas for your house.
Do this every hour here throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
8-year-old good puppers. He's a Labrador retriever.
Yeah.
Scored an honorary doctorate in veterinary medicine
Holy
on Friday.
Cow.
His name's Moose. So he has served since 2014 as a therapy dog at Virginia Tech's Cook Counseling Center. He spent enough years there to earn a doctorate of his own.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Which is kind of fun. He's had plenty of experience, not only has he been a therapy dog for patients going through cancer treatment, but he's actually had to receive cancer treatment himself.
Oh.
Yeah, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer a mere week after his 64th in human years birthday in February, but he's been going undergoing treatments after a positive prognosis.
Uh-huh.
He went back to work.
Uh-huh.
Rejoined his animal and human colleagues.
All right.
When he's not working, he enjoys swimming, playing tug of war, and perhaps most of all, eating.
I mean, same.
So hopefully the honorary doctorate comes with a healthy supply of treats. That's probably what he's going to be most interested in.
Yeah, let's
yeah, that's great. Put that on the wall. Give me some treats!
Yeah, where's the diploma? Does it include snacks?
Is that edible?
Yeah.
Can I eat that?
Right.
Yeah, so right. Good puppers there, Moose!
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. You know, bars here in Kentucky aren't going to open until July, I believe, is according to the reopening plan.
Oh, that seems so far.
There are going to be some, you know, other states have different sort of timelines. Maryland has a different plan for their bars.
Won't the alcohol just burn it off?
I don't know, Kelly.
It should be fine.
I don't know. This bar in Ocean City has decided, you know what, with patrons coming back, part of our guideline to reopen is to try to keep everybody socially distant from one another.
Uh-huh.
So the bar is called Fishtails. They are having everybody wear giant inner tubes. Giant inner tubes kind of on a cart, not like on suspenders or anything, but like on a cart.
So it kind of looks like they've made like adult like toddler walkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you can't really come within 6 feet of another inner tube wearing bar patron.
It's kind of like bumper cars, too.
A little bit. A little bit.
I feel like there's going to be some bumping and maybe some spilled beers.
So they're only a few days in because they literally started this last weekend, you know, in preparation for the Memorial Day weekend. So I don't know how well it's working, but at least it's
it's an interesting look.
It's a way to try to keep everyone, I guess, socially distant, safe, but yet able to have a good time.
Is it worth it?
I don't know.
I'm wondering if it's worth it. If you have to go through that much effort, like literally be in this adult toddler baby walker thingy.
I might do
it at the bar.
I might do it once just as a hey, I want to see what it's like.
Okay.
And then I it's too much effort. I'll just drink alone at home.
Yeah, do you like crawl over that thing? Do you go under and up? It looks like under and up. That looks too tall to like go over and in.
Right. So yeah.
That's excessive.
Don't know what bars are going to do here once we open in July, but there is at least an idea courtesy of this Ocean City, Maryland bar called Fishtails where everybody is wearing giant inner tubes mounted on a wheeled cart.
Are they near a body of water? Because I'm feeling like you just wheel off the deck there and go get the ocean, float away.
Well, I feel like a city called Ocean City.
I feel like it should be right there.
It's probably close to some water. Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're going to get a little beer, roll off, and into the water.
Right. I got a lesson yesterday from my daughters. So like with T-Mobile, they asked us all, you know, who talk about T-Mobile to celebrate grads. And they're like, hey, you ought to incorporate DJ Khaled's All I Do Is Win, you know, and the hands go up, you know. I mean, you've heard it a thousand times on our show. We play it every time someone wins.
Yes.
And incorporate like a hat flip, you know, with a graduation hat for the grads, right?
That's cute.
And so I was like, all right, well, yeah. And they're like, yeah, put it on TikTok. I was like, okay. I was like, I have a TikTok.
But you haven't used it much.
Right. Well, I mean, I got it like when TikTok first started because my daughters jumped on it. I was like, all right, well, I just want to monitor what they're doing. Sure. So I joined TikTok. I don't do anything on it, as you said. I don't have any followers. I mean, nothing.
I've been dipping my toe in it, and I feel like there's pressure because I have a few people following now, and I'm like,
I think I accepted you, and that was it.
Yes.
that was just literally yesterday.
Special.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, thank you. So I was like, all right, well, you're going to have to kind of guide me. And
so they gave you a little TikTok tutorial.
They didn't only give me a TikTok tutorial. They're like, all right, they like directed me. They're like,
oh, that's what I need.
I said, here's my idea.
Okay.
And I gave them that ball. I said, here's my idea.
Right.
And they're like, all right, well, let's do this. And so, we combined it and then they're like, all right, cool. Now we got to add effects. And so they put all these effects
There's
on
a
it.
A lot of things you can do.
And hashtags and all that, and it turned out well. There was not a moment during that entire experience where I was like, I am now that dad that is,
yeah, you're not in control of it,
asking, hey, how do you work
daddy how to do that,
how do you work the TV,
uh-huh,
where's the volume button,
hey, can you show me how to work this clicker,
what how do I get to the DVD player,
yeah well, so, it worked out well.
Well, thank you.
They guided you well. It was a cute little video.
Yeah, I posted it on my Insta at Ben and Kelly Show or at Ben Davis Radio because no one would ever see it on my TikTok. No one follows me. So
I mean, Papa John has learned how to do the whole jump up and down and then you look different or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on his TikTok. I feel like now I got to learn.
I figured that stuff out. I figured it out to a certain extent, but I'm not nearly the level that they are. And let me just tell you, this isn't a plea for follower. I don't want anybody to follow me on TikTok.
Pressure to actually give them content.
No, yeah, because I won't.
Yeah,
I won't.
Are you just going to throw it out there? Like, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
Unless I have to. Okay.
So yeah, it was kind of funny video there, but my daughters, so if you see it, if you happen to see it on my Insta, know that I had nothing but the idea.
So wait, that didn't entice you though? How cute it turned out? That didn't entice you to try to do a few more? See, I would think that after you see how cute it turned out, you're like, oh, well, maybe I should do more of these.
You're like, oh, wow, that turned out really cute. That turned out really cute.
I want to keep being cute on TikTok.
This is my cute. I'm TikTok famous now. Yeah, look at me. I'm TikTok famous. I'm cute. TikTok.
Yay. I feel like you'd get the bug.
Uh-huh.
No?
We're not there yet.
No, not there?
Not there yet.
All right, maybe a few more.
Maybe a few more.
Maybe.
By the way, you can follow us on socials. Kelly K Radio, Ben Davis Radio, Ben and Kelly Show.
Dang it, don't put mine out there. Then it's going to put pressure on me to do things.
I didn't say TikTok.
Okay, good.
I just said social media.
It's still Kelly K Radio.
I mean, it's all the same. Right. Yeah. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, honoring the seniors with senior shout outs from Bridge Haven Mental Health Services there. We shout out seniors multiple times throughout the day, by the way. And you can see the gallery and nominate your own at WDJX.com. Might even win some money to spend out at Outlet Shop through the Bluegrass, which, you know, according to Governor,
opens tomorrow.
Could be opening tomorrow.
Retail, yeah. Back, malls, shopping, going to stores.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I might go nuts.
I don't know how you're going to be able to shop touching only the things that you end up buying.
I am going to fail with that. I'm going to go ahead and admit it. I'm going to fail because I'm a touchy-feely shopper. Like, I need to really fully inspect things before I decide if I need it or not.
Well, you're going to have to use a hanger, or you're going to have to, like, you know, hold it.
A stick? Maybe a poker stick?
Maybe a poker?
I don't know. I'm going to fail at that. I'm just going to go out and apologize. I'm going to fail at that. But you know what? It's fine because the grocery store workers have been handling my food like this whole time. And it's fine. So I feel like it's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, have they all been like wearing gloves and changing gloves every time? No, they haven't.
Yes,
it's fine.
But you're not picking up multiple things and putting them back,
I'm
right?
I'm not licking it.
Okay.
I'm not doing stuff like that. I'm just saying. I have to try on the clothes. How am I going to do that without touching it?
All right. I'm just saying that you're yelling at me like I'm the one who made the rule. Well, I didn't make the rule.
You told me the rule.
Oh,
and so
okay.
I'm going to yell
right.
at you.
Okay, thank you.
To get to Andy. Listen, I'm going to fail at that.
It's part of the reopening Kentucky guidelines. Now,
I'm just going to be honest.
Nothing in the past week has changed for Indiana. Your guidelines still pretty much the same for the reopening. But yeah, here just this week announced that the malls can open starting tomorrow.
I promise I'll shower before I go clothes shopping.
Really?
How about that? Is that better?
Impressive.
Sanitize the hands.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Again, I'm not the one to focus your anger on.
I'm just saying.
And leave your anger in the car, too. Don't focus it on the workers that are trying to enforce these rules,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. No, I feel like if I'm just honest, say, listen, how else am I supposed to know if it fits me if I don't put it on my body?
Then buy it, take it home, try it on. Then keep it.
How is that better? I was going to say, if I have to bring it back, it's not better.
I don't know. They have a bunch of different guidelines for people who return clothes and for people who do touch things and put them back and for all the different like hand washing facilities and tissues.
They're going to Lysol everything down?
I mean, there's like three pages of guidelines for malls to do. So
good luck to the retail workers in keeping all of that up. I know it's a lot.
And listen, to the retail shoppers, understand this. Like this is, I'm looking at you.
And let's not judge each other. Let's not judge each other. That's further dividing us. We don't need that.
But I'm just saying, try to make it easy on the people who are working.
Sure.
All right.
I said
so
I'll
that's
shower.
All I'm saying.
I will shower.
Okay.
I'll sanitize the hands.
Right. Do this every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University.
So Coors Light.
Oh God.
They got a great idea. Listen, they're helping you out.
Sure.
They unveiled a new service for the coronavirus era.
All right.
A clone machine.
Explain.
That allows you to step away from the video conference camera without being missed.
Oh, I've seen a lot of these.
Oh, yeah.
Popping up, right.
So you could just pop up, maybe go get a beer from the fridge, right? In the middle of the meeting. They never know you're doing that. Because they just keep seeing your face. They created a 30-second video loop of the user that then you can activate during the video chat to give them just enough time to sneak a trip to the fridge.
Yeah.
Or to the bathroom.
I think those are all very creative.
Uh-huh.
What if you get called on?
That is a very valid point.
Yeah. They're like, hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce.
Because, you know, theoretically, the video of you is like nodding along politely.
Right.
Occasional smile. Your boss is like talking about the latest budget. Or your friend wants to put the new baby on to talk for the millionth time. Whatever the case may be.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily just work meetings.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it could be
friends.
Any sort of
exactly.
Face chat meetings.
Your mom's going on and on about her garden. And you're like nodding. Yeah, I want to hear about the tomato plants again, mama. I love that. Yeah. It can work for a lot of different occasions. But you're right. If you're going to do it in a work meeting, just know you're risking them asking you a question or asking for your report on something or other.
Yeah, you just got to make sure that the ball is not going to get tossed to you.
Exactly. It's kind of genius.
All right.
But there you go. Coors Light. They got you. They got you. Clone machine.
So that's a feel good.
Of course it is. It's a feel good.
So you can step away from a meeting.
Sure.
Okay.
Go get a beer.
All right. I feel like
in the middle of the day, because why not? Day drinking
like
is a thing now.
I always have to ask you the angle of your feel good in
Isn't
this
it
hour.
Obvious? I think it's so obvious.
All right.
Clone machine. Coors Light for the win.
Why not? Get to a setting the bar story?
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a couple hours since we've had a setting the bar story. Examples of how not to live your life.
Yeah.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without claiming Blake Shelton is in the woods trying to get you, you're doing okay.
Oh, now see, I don't know Blake personally, but he doesn't seem like the hanging out in the woods, stalking random people kind of a person. He's busy.
Listen, kids, drugs are bad. To Tennessee we go, where Mary Myers called 911, said that Blake Shelton was trying to kill her.
Oh, wow. She called 911.
Yeah. She said that there was a guy in the woods, and she believed that to be Blake Shelton.
Was he singing a Blake Shelton song?
Well, there's more.
Oh, okay.
She and Eric Church were dating, and she also said that Dolly Parton was flying in to see her.
Wow, she's been hanging out lots of celebrity friends.
Right, which is, this is weird because, which by the way, yeah, she got arrested for misuse of 911. So my wife tells me this dream she had recently where we're like driving to Dollywood and we're following Dolly Parton, who's riding like a big animal.
Well, how else are you going to know how to get there? Dolly probably knows how to get there.
Dolly probably knows how to get to Dollywood.
It was smart to follow her in your dream.
Yeah.
The animal.
Sorry, in her dream.
Oh, in her dream.
Yeah,
yes.
Remember it was her dream. Yeah,
you're right.
So,
wow.
So Dolly Parton has been popping up a lot in my life in the past couple days.
This is fun.
This is a fun journey for me. Anyways, this is setting the bar.
So wait, spoiler alert. Dolly Parton didn't hang out with that lady?
No.
And she's not actually dating Eric Church?
No.
Disappointing.
And Blake Shelton was nowhere to be found.
Gotcha.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without claiming Blake Shelton was in the woods trying to get you, you're doing okay.
People may question that.
Yeah, that is setting the bar. So with things opening back up with states reopening here over the past several days and in the coming days, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran announced that tennis courts there in Long Island would be reopening in time for Memorial Day. You're like, we're in Louisville. Why the heck do we care about what's happening in Long Island?
Why the heck do we care about what's happening in Long Island?
Well, it was because of her speech.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls.
Okay, so she's talking about if you want to come out and play in the on the tennis courts Memorial Day weekend, these are guidelines that you're going to have to follow.
Sure.
Bring your own.
So that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Okay. All right. All right. There it is. There it is. All right. So
that is when we start to go down the hill.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Right. Right.
You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Yeah.
Wait,
so
did she realize what she said?
Did she realize it? There's a pause.
I'm going to blush. Sorry.
So she realizes that she went down a path that she's going to only have to start referring to tennis balls as tennis balls and not balls.
Yep.
Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls.
Stay with tennis balls.
Okay.
Stay with tennis balls.
All right,
balls.
She's doing okay.
To avoid confusion.
Oh, gosh.
To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on.
All okay, right. So mark your balls.
Good
Got
note.
It.
Good All note. Right. Use a marker to mark your balls. These are my balls. Your balls are your balls. You keep All your right. balls with you.
Kick your balls, don't handle your balls, and mark your balls. Got it. That's how you play tennis there.
That's how you are going to play tennis in Nassau County.
You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
It does sound a little painful, though.
Kick the balls, don't touch them.
Got it. All right.
Words to live by.
Okay.
By Nassau County Executive Lauren Curran.
We'll have to watch and see if Andy lines that out for us. If he covers tennis etiquette in the corona era.
You know what? Can we send him can this be a...
Maybe.
Hey, Andy, you probably should...
Not sure if you've covered tennis yet.
Cover tennis when we start reopening the parks, but... That may be something that we need to deal with here in Louisville, too.
Hashtag ball safety.
Yes, ball safety. All right, that'll do it for us. If you miss anything from the show, you can always grab the podcast, WDGX.com, click listen.
Like you're doing right now.
Yes, enjoy. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.